products at amdro.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The president has made the decision not to release any of the photographs of the deceased Osama bin Laden. This decision applies to all visual evidence. And in terms of discussions that might be had, to go into more detail about how the DNA evidence was analyzed and collected, how the facial recognition evidence was analyzed and collected, and how the experts reached their conclusion that this was, without any shred of doubt, Osama bin Laden. You know, those, I'm sure that information can, you know, might be made available, will be made available in the future. But the but this decision that I cited, the president may, has to do with the visual evidence, the photographic evidence.
That's White House Press Secretary Jay Carney announcing the president's decision not to release the photos of Osama bin Laden. Kerry added that the president said this was due both to national security and the fact that it goes against American values. The president said, this is not who we are. And that's where we start in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, kicking off with Andrea Mitchell here, interviewing correspondent Savannah Guthrie about the president's decision.
What went into the decision?
I think the White House was clearly concerned that releasing these photos, photos that have been described to me as very gruesome, would potentially inflame the Muslim world, potentially become something of an iconic image in the Muslim world that people could rally around. Remember, they took such care to bury Osama bin Laden's body at sea so that there wouldn't be a shrine. I had one official say to me, you don't want to have a shrine that's a photographic shrine. So there's that. There wasn't, it seems, a clamoring to get this photograph. There wasn't a lot of skepticism as we understand it, people really doubting. In fact, you had Osama bin Laden's own daughter acknowledging that, yes, indeed, he was dead. So it sounds like the president has weighed the equities, and we have reported the president has decided not to have these photos released. As I mentioned, they are incredibly graphic. Now, that alone is not necessarily an obstacle to releasing the photos, because we certainly have seen this government release gruesome photos in the past, but nevertheless, these photographs are hard to look at. Remember, he was shot in the left eye, as described to me. The photos show a gaping wound over the left eye. There's blood, there's brain tissue visible, and I'm also told that Osama bin Laden's face is very much recognizable from these photographs.
And Savannah, there was some disagreement among the national security team, but as you point out, Secretary of State, certainly the White House, key advisors. But we know that Leon Panetta had suggested that there was discussion that eventually the photos would be released. This was in his interview with Brian Williams, of course. Let's play that.
The government obviously has been talking about how best to do this, but I don't think there was any question that ultimately a photograph would be presented to the public. Obviously, I've seen those photographs. We've analyzed them. And there's no question that it's been logged.
Savannah, do you think this puts it to rest? Because I know people in the White House, I was talking to Chuck earlier, and those I've spoken to, were, to say, to put it mildly, annoyed that in the aftermath of this successful commando raid against bin Laden and taking down the world's most wanted man, that all these questions are being raised about their initial narrative and their rush to get information out before the Pakistanis put out their own information, or bin Laden's daughter or others putting out their inaccurate information.
Yeah, I mean, I think that to some degree there is frustration that rather than the focus being on the successful raid and this daring mission, that suddenly people were talking about will they or won't they release the photos. So I think the president making this decision today is an effort to you can't be too late to nip it in the bud, but to end this issue so that there won't be this continued speculation about whether these photographs will be released. Obviously, they were prepared to release the photographs in some quarters, and perhaps that's what Director Leon Panetta was talking about. It's considered inevitable that somehow, some way, these photographs would surface. In any event, the president has obviously decided that when you really just do the upsides versus the downsides, the upside doesn't outweigh the downside of releasing these incredibly ghastly photos, which may, as we said before, inflame the Muslim world.
Coming up, more on the death photos of Osama bin Laden, and the president says no to releasing them. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
More than 15 million fans are expected to tune in to the 137th running of the Kentucky Derby on May 7th, making it one of the most watched sporting events on TV. And while many flock to Louisville for mint juleps and the pageantry of the Derby, wagering on horse racing has become a modern tradition, both at the track and online. In fact, more than $13 billion was wagered last year alone, including over an estimated $1.5 billion online. Hall of Fame jockey and three-time Kentucky Derby winner, Gary Stevens.
Wagering on the outcome of the greatest 2 minutes in sports has been an integral part of horse racing for decades, and wagering online is quickly becoming the choice for horse players from novice to professional. I expect thousands of fans who plan to watch the Run for the Roses from home to wager online through TwinSpires.com, which is the official wagering site of the Kentucky Derby.
To watch all races live during this year's Kentucky Derby weekend, visit TwinSpires.com.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Dawn, dish soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of what's going on in the world of news, talk, radio, and television. From Fox, Martha McCallum talks to correspondent Mike Emanuel about the photos of bin Laden and the decision not to release them.
The president has decided not to release any of these post-death pictures of Osama bin Laden. White House correspondent Mike Emanuel joins us from the briefing room.
Martha, my understanding is President Obama has said it himself that he's not going to release bin Laden photo, telling 60 Minutes and Steve Croft, who he taped an interview with today, that he would not go forward with it. I can tell you from talking with senior officials here, they've been worried about a backlash. We have hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops all over the world. We've got American diplomats serving in difficult places. And so far after the bin Laden killing, we have not seen a huge backlash. And there's been great concern here at the White House about whether you aggravate a situation and make a situation explosive that is currently not explosive. Now, we do live in a world where photos leak out. This is a WikiLeaks era, whether you like it or not. And so some have argued that they will eventually get out these photos. And so why not release them now?
Yeah, you know, Mike, a couple of things. We've heard some things coming out about the controversy within the administration over this photo issue, and that Hillary Clinton and Bob Gates were both on the side of not releasing these photos. Leon Panetta seems to have been for it. He even, you know, suggested what you're saying. They will come out eventually, and right. We don't doubt that that will happen. You know, any insights into, you know, the process that led to this decision?
Well, we've been told that the president looks at his team and says, lay out your case, make your case to me, and that in the end, he makes a decision. But we heard serious reservations here yesterday, throughout the day, behind the scenes, talking to folks, saying that there are sensitivities there. And we've heard graphic description descriptions of at least one of the photos. And so the question is, do people take that photo and make propaganda out of it, use it as a recruiting tool to go after the United States and go after the Western world? And so in the end, President Obama decided against releasing any of the photos.
From CNN, Elliot Spitzer and Richard Quest break down the cost of going after Mr. bin Laden.
Well, let me begin. You hear these numbers. They're huge numbers, but you don't even think that really begins to capture the sort of macroeconomic impact. Explain what you mean.
Absolutely not. Elliot, you have really just dealt with what one might call the out-of-pocket expenses. Huge numbers, but basically money that has been laid out, spent on missions, machinery, equipment, missiles, and things like that. But now add in all the other things, the journeys that weren't taken, the airlines that made losses, the shareholder value that was destroyed when share prices went down because of recessions. When you start to extrapolate out much greater costs, you realize just how little the numbers you're talking about really are. And then finally, you have the opportunity costs, of course, because all the money that was spent on one thing wasn't spent on another. The fact is, 9/11 affected this country. It affected it emotionally, psychologically, physically, and deeply financially.
You know, Richard, the last word you used, opportunity cost. I don't want to start getting into an economics class here, but explain to our viewers what that means. I mean, tell me if I got it right here. An economist would say an opportunity cost is the cost of what you don't get to spend the money on because you have to spend it on something else. And you're making a very basic point. Explain what you mean by that.
It's really very simple. Figure it this way. If you go into a shop and buy product A, you didn't buy product B. If you choose to go to the theater, you haven't gone to the cinema. If you choose to do one thing, there is an opportunity cost, a loss for not having done something else. Now, in this case, you're talking about the billions and trillions of dollars that were spent on the military, on missiles, on missions and wars and security. Of course, there was an economic benefit to that. That money did trickle into the economy through jobs. But it wasn't spent on healthcare. It wasn't spent on education or schools, which might have educated American children, which might have improved the quality of education. Now, that is a real opportunity cost, but you can't really quantify it. Who can say in 25 years' time that if New York State or New York City or Washington or Florida had built another 15 schools, then average grades would have been X point higher? You'll never know the answer to that. But the fact is, we see it clearly that money was spent in one place and denied in another.
That is such an important point, Richard. I know you said it was simple. I thought it was pretty sophisticated, but I'm glad you explained it so we all get it now. Because what you are saying is exactly right. All the areas where we are saying our nation is falling behind, our education system, our infrastructure, research and development, medical costs, those are areas where the dollars could have gone if they hadn't been spent on Homeland Security and the things that bin Laden forced us to spend the money on, or to make other folks happy, we could have had a tax cut. So the point is, those decisions didn't get to be made, and that's what you're talking about. He has changed our priorities, and that may be one of the biggest impacts he ever had. But do you think he wanted that?
Well, of course he did. Of course he did. That was all part of the plan. The plan was to bring down capitalism as we know it. That was it was an attack on the American people, but it was an attack on our way of life, on our structures, on our market economies, on all the things that we have stood for. But the point to make on this opportunity cost is you had no choice. We had no choice in Britain after 7/7. You had to spend the money. The war was not chosen. The war was brought to your doorstep. So not spending the money was a false opportunity cost, as economists might put it.
That's right. But understand that bin Laden, by his investment, reasonably small in terms of dollars and cents, has completely altered the set of priorities that dictated our spending over the past 10 years. That is his greatest, and I hate to put it in terms of this, but a return on equity. He, with a small investment, forced us to spend trillions of dollars on things we didn't necessarily want to spend it on.
Well, I hate to say a truism of terrorism, but remember, never, never, never forget what the IRA said famously in the 1980s after they tried to blow up the then British Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher. You have to be lucky every time. We only have to be lucky once.
Coming up, more reaction to the president, the war on terror, and the death of Osama bin Laden. That's up as we continue to focus on this on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about what talk radio and talk television are talking about. And, of course, the big thing is the death of Osama. Here, host Michelle McPhee seems furious the president decided not to release these photos.
I am apoplectic right now. Are we seriously going to accept this from the United States of America's president, Barack Obama? That we have concerns that we could provoke a backlash against the U.S. if we release the photos of Osama bin Laden dead. Okay. The Muslim community that does not want to murder every one of us, they should be celebrating as vehemently as we are celebrating the death of this terrorist traitor to the Quran. That's what they should be doing. And if they're not in that category, they already want to kill us. So how we are going to allow Muslim sensibilities to trump the transparency that Barack Obama has always promised us and never delivered is staggering to me. Is it to you? In an interview with Steve Croft for this Sunday's 60 Minutes, President Obama says he will not release post-mortem images of bin Laden to prove his death. He said the risks of release outweigh the benefits. What? What? The risks of release outweigh the benefits. We have to rely on making sure that we assuage the feelings of the Muslims. Forget about Marianne, who called in earlier today and choked up about her brother, who perished in the towers working for Cantor Fitzgerald as a stockbroker. Forget about the feelings of every firefighter in the country who has the number 343 emblazoned onto the side of their helmet to represent the number of FDNY firefighters who made the conscious choice to die that morning. Many of them made a choice. Do I leave a victim here, hurt, wounded, or do I stay and comfort them? Well, of the 343 firefighters, hundreds made the conscious decision to stay there because they couldn't leave behind anyone, including one of their fellow firefighters. So that 343 wiped out by Muslim sensibilities. This is such an insult to the American people that the 3 days I have spent heaping Obama with accolades has now been completely eradicated. Gone.
Talk host Chad Hartman and Dan Cook talk also about the president's reason for refusing to release the photos.
The president said, we're not going to release it. Part of the quote we'll give you, because you'll hear it on 60 Minutes Sunday. You'll hear this quote also on CBS Tonight with Katie Couric in the evening news. We don't trot out this stuff as trophies. As a matter of fact, this was somebody who was deserving of the justice he received. And I think Americans and people around the world are glad that he's gone. But we don't need to spike the football. And I think given the graphic nature of these photos, it would create some national security risk. And I've discussed this with Bob Gates, Hillary Clinton, and my intelligence team, and they all agree. I wonder if everybody does agree. Panetta doesn't.
Well, they do now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that they're going to all get on board now.
Sure, sure. But isn't your sense that they didn't? I mean, I guess I would be very surprised if let's say, the final four people in the room were Obama, Biden, Gates, and Clinton, and everybody agreed.
And I think, you know, the prevailing sentiment in media interviews and just what you hear from the public is either, yeah, we want to see them, or I don't really care one way or the other. But I don't hear a whole lot of people going, oh, God, no, we can't release these. So it surprises me in a way that they've come to this conclusion.
Although, I'll say this from our text. Chad, we haven't heard from Trump. What about the Donald? What would he do with these picks? His opinion matters. Just ask him. He'd be proud of his decision. I know that. He would be proud.
Whatever the decision was, he'd be proud and he'd be honored to have made that decision.
He would be honored. He'd be releasing the photo, right? Is there any doubt?
He'd be plastering it all over one of his casinos, you know? I mean,
exactly.
Tune in to Celebrity Apprentice to see the photos.
Now, my friends, what are your thoughts about the death of Bin Laden? More importantly, the release of the photos at 800-510-8255. We'll take your calls next.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brand Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags and get 2 3-ounce cans of Iams cat food free with in-store coupons. No matter what life stage or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your cat. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Your turn, 800-510-8255. Your calls are up now in the center stage, if you will, the Bin Laden circumstances, the Bush circumstances, the invitation. And there are a lot of people who want to twist and turn this around. Does Bush want to make sure that Obama takes credit for this? What do you think? 800-510-TALK. I guess the biggest thing today, as the week sort of focuses on all these bits and pieces of this story, is that the president has decided not to release the photos. The president says that he doesn't think it's a good idea. They've been considering whether to make the photos public and, in fact, do it while the president was in New York at Ground Zero today. But because of the graphic nature of the photos, releasing them would create some national security risks. One wonders what those are. Are we children? I don't want to see them. You want to see them? There's a difference between whether we want to see them and whether we ought to be able to see them. Right? Isn't that it? 800-510-8255. And then there are more details from the raid being revealed. Officials saying four of the five people killed were unarmed and never fired a shot. The account is different from the initial report that the SEALs were engaged in a firefight. Officials classify the raid as a precision operation, most of the time spent exploiting the site. What does that mean? It means gathering intel, and that's probably the most important, other than knocking off Bin Laden, getting intel. The team of SEALs got five cell phones from individuals in the compound. Officials say that Bin Laden's aides had been using cell phones to communicate, create a massive security breach that compromised him. 10 hard drives, 5 computers, 100 thumb drives, so they understand certainly the nature of communication and technology. He had 500 euros and 2 phone numbers sewn into his clothing when he was killed. He was prepared to flee, it would seem. And then there are the Native Americans who are furious. Oh, they're so upset about the use of Geronimo. Come on, when do you get a life? For God's sakes, what is the matter with people? What is it that these people think they're so, at this point, entitled? It was centuries ago when the harm was done to your people. Let it go. What are you teaching? They're furious. Ugh. All right, Cinco de Mayo as well. that has any play on all of this. 800-510, which it really doesn't, but it's interesting to throw it in. It's 800-510-TALK. Deborah, who's in Texas, thoughts on the photos, yes or no?
There's no value. I didn't see Michael Jackson's dead body, but it took over the news more than Bin Laden. I think our Congress and senators on those appropriate committees could view that tape if they want to. I don't think they'll bring their Twitter phones in. I don't want to see the Bin Laden's dead body as a profile on Facebook from my 15-year-old niece. I think let's be appropriate, America, and show the world we're appropriate. We don't have to bow to any inappropriate media value here. We'll see a movie about this in a few years.
Haven't we been fighting enough about all of this? I thought one of, many callers that we've taken this week on the countdown, focusing on whether it's brought us together like the event itself did. Did it? Has it? And if that's the case, then what are we arguing about here? Philip in Virginia with thoughts on the photos of Bin Laden.
I think we should show the photo. Look back when they captured Saddam Hussein, and then, of course, they executed him. You know, those photos were released. The photos of his sons were released. I think it just, you know, it's that the value of, the visual. You look at, how Osama has been, claimed to have been killed multiple times, though I've never actually heard any of those reports. There's the conspiracy theory people, the doubters out there. The photo would cure all. If the pictures are, too gruesome, that's obviously an issue. As far as, anti-American backlash, just killing him alone, is going to fuel that no matter what. He's dead, he's gone. Showing a photo of it, if it's not, horrific, I see it. For me, anyway, it's not a problem.
All right, so for him it's not. For you it may be. That's what the expression is about. Your thoughts and opinions, Joe, in Louisiana, and focus on what the demands are of the people who want the photos released.
I served 30 years in the military, and most of my service were in intelligence. We have a situation now in our country where the media is just like a bunch of sharks in the water. Nothing is going to satisfy them, especially when it comes down to this president. First of all the media people are claiming they have sources that are telling them something different from what their official version would be. It is a shame that this country has been down to the knees of stupidity, that they are not willing to accept what is actual fact. If Bin Laden was there, he's dead. If not, why didn't they have somebody like Rush Limbaugh or Fox News to go over there and see for themselves? This thing is driven by the hatred for the president of the United States. It has nothing to do with whether Bin Laden is dead or alive. Now, if they really want to look into something that is at hand, that they could really come to a conclusion, go back and look at George Bush's record. Being a command sergeant major, the only thing they have to do is go in there and check the morning reports from day one and see whether or not this guy ever served in the military. That's something that's at hand that they can resolve. But as far as the president, as long as he's Barack Obama and he's a black man, this is not going to ever change. So those photographs should not be released because it makes no sense.
800-510-8255. A lot of people agree with you, Joe, on that. Marsha is in Texas. More yes, no, release, not release. That's what we're talking about for the most part here.
I think, yes, he should go ahead and release the photos. I mean, apparently they had cleaned the body up, so he could have taken the pictures. It's not that gruesome. I mean, it's just one, a shot on his body and a shot in his eye, I guess. After cleaning the body up, it should have been, they should have just went ahead and released the pictures. Also, he's got, I like Obama, seriously, but I had high hopes. And I really, right now he's having to prove himself because there are so many, so many questionable things that is going on with him and how he releases a lot of information. And seeing on both sides, I can understand, the public's way of viewing, and it's not looking good for him. I really think that he did this for the reelection and take the public's view out of his birth certificate. And, you know, it's you know, I don't even believe it. Seriously, I really don't.
All right, so she doesn't believe it. There's a lot of things here not to believe, I guess. These people are so funny. That's what makes this, the whole business of talking about this and communicating with one another. We learn so much about each other and ourselves through all of this, I think, don't you? Stan in New York with a demand.
As a tax-paying citizen in this country, someone who almost lost a family member on 9/11, I demand that not only do they get these photos together, but all the videotape, they go back out into the ocean and they fish this clown out of the sea and bring him back to this country and prove to the world, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that he's dead. Do you realize how many people have died for this? Bill Clinton had the chance to do this 10 times, and he messed it up. He let this guy go. And that's the reason we had 9/11. Well, not the only reason, but a good amount of the reason why this guy was allowed to continue on. We had 9/11 and everything after it. But the President of the United States owes this to the people in this country to prove to us that he did his job. We don't put our tail between our legs and run anymore. We go get the people who attack us, and we make sure that the world knows wherever that takes us, we will go there.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that, Stan. This is not what they... You can think that, and I think that as a taxpayer, there are a lot of things that you should demand. Whether this is the most important thing, they are going to fish his body out of the sea if that's where it is. It's over, that part of it's over. Whether he decides to show the pictures or not, this is part of nanny government. This is part of the whole philosophy that these people have of control. And I think there's a criticism there that can be logically launched. You have the pictures, you want to see them, fine, you don't want to, but they are available. And I think that's the difference between a mature society and a nanny state. That may be part of the thinking here. 800-510-825-517 before the hour on today's countdown.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed. More than 600 over-the-counter and prescription medicines contain acetaminophen, including pain relievers such as Tylenol and Percocet. Acetaminophen has been available for more than 50 years and is safe and effective when it's used as directed. But did you know that people may take more than the recommended dose, sometimes without realizing it, which can cause liver damage? Dr. Stephen Lamb explains.
If you think that because a medicine is available over-the-counter that you don't need to read the label instructions, that is not true. It's important to fully understand the benefits as well as the potential risks of all medications, including those that contain acetaminophen. That's why I've teamed up with the makers of Tylenol to help ensure people are informed on how to get relief responsibly.
For more information and helpful tools and tips for using over-the-counter medications appropriately, visit Tylenol.com/getreliefresponsibly.
Do you know your blood is like a fingerprint? It's unique to every individual. Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. Dr. Ken and I have found Body Bio, a company that has the key to unlocking the mysteries of your blood.
Doug, the Body Bio Report is an evidence-based, safe, and natural way toward better health. Why go and guess what vitamins and supplements you need? This is a way to take what you specifically need in terms of nutritional supplements and get better health.
All right, BodyBioReport.com is the website. Purchase a blood test. Body Bio will send you a form. You take it to the nearest lab or your doctor's office. In a few days, you'll know what you should be taking in terms of vitamins and minerals and supplements. It's evidence-based, as Ken said. Go online to BodyBioReport.com. Get on the right nutrient road today, and you could possibly eliminate the need for prescription drugs tomorrow. BodyBioReport.com.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
It's going to come out. I mean, somebody is going to show it. I think the most important thing is in what context,
right,
and how do you explain it? And do the news departments and the news programs say, this is a ghastly picture, make sure your children are,
right,
not here. If you don't want to see it, this is happening. Because we,
right,
what you brought up is primarily, what do you tell the children? And I wondered, what you would do.
Well, I was thinking, and maybe it's about, you know, will it inflame more terrorism to see,
right,
that what we did? That's the only caveat I say.
It might also quiet some
other
people
than that,
who...
Why not? They release my age. They can release this picture.
All right, so the ladies on The View, Barbara Walters, and the girls, the ladies, about releasing the photo, that's the big issue, other than the hoax, the Bin Laden death video, supposedly making the rounds. It's a hoax. It's a scam. Especially those of you on Facebook, do not click on it. The poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, should the government release Bin Laden photos, the death photos? 48% of you said no. It just glorifies him and helps make him a martyr. 30% of you said yes, we need to know for sure that he's dead. And 22% of you said maybe, though some still won't believe it. So that's the underscore there. Let's get back to your calls. 800-510-8255. Arnold is in Kingman, Arizona. You say release him, Arnold, right?
Yeah, I say they should release him because for all we know, that this thing probably never happened. You know, it's just probably...
Why do you think it never happened? Why would somebody create a ruse like this? What is there that goes on in your mind that makes you think that this didn't happen, other than the fact you don't like Obama?
No, it's not that I say that I don't like Obama. I mean, you know, I never voted for him and stuff, and, you know, he supported me.
So then why is it that you think that he's not dead? I don't disagree that the photos ought to be there, but I just am curious as to why at this point why is it that so many people say it didn't happen? How could we create this much of a ruse?
Well, you know, it's just the idea, like originally I'm from New York, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like I know 10 people that died in that World Trade Center.
Right.
And, you know, I think as far as a closure, if they could see that.
All right, so that's an argument that a lot of people have made, and that has some merit to it. Okay, so getting closure. But if you want to release them, I'm not against releasing them. I think they ought to be released, and how you use them is up to you and your maturity level. It's not up to me to babysit you. Wanda in Hawaii, what are your thoughts?
As far as Osama bin Laden, people should just let it go. I mean, the guy is gone. The people in New York are happy. Some of them, I believe, are sad, and my prayers go out to all of them. And my prayers go out to the people in... you know, in Afghanistan or wherever, they're probably celebrating too. This man has caused so much problems, and he's just a figurehead. He's just part of the problem. It's like cutting the head off of a snake.
How many times have we heard that? Man, is that getting old? Can I come up with some new stuff? Is there a case for gloating here about all of this and the accomplishment that's been done? 800-510-8255 in the countdown.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Our insurance.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, as we are dazzled by all of this conversation, the skeptics, et cetera, et cetera. Where are you? Chris is in Wilmington, North Carolina. I know that's where you are. Where's your head at, Chris?
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right, sir.
I'm not really, good about having them show it. I don't really want to see it. Then again, I guess it makes some people feel better if they do see it. I'm not in belief if it's actually true or not because, he had all these impersonators of him where he could go around and, move different places, and he had impersonators that they might think it's him or it's not him. Just like this, it could be no one knew about it. Like Obama, I guess, was the only one that knew what was going on.
No, that's not true at all. Have you not seen pictures of the Situation Room? One of the great pictures in history, I'm thinking, when you go through the archives of various presidents in the Obama Library, the Presidential Library, that picture is going to be front and center of all of them sitting around Joe Biden, Secretary Gates, Secretary Clinton, the president watching this event as it was going down.
Okay, because by listening to everybody, like different shows and all that, it was like, No one else knew about it except for
No, that's not true. I mean, you're listening to all of these shows that are basically focused on hating Obama. There's lots to dislike about Obama and this administration, but at some point it gets to be nauseous listening to some of this stuff from some of these people. And in terms of Obama can't do it all by himself. And so to hang it on him one way or another, whether it's the credit or the guilt, I mean, looking at the bump in the polls, I mean, that's pretty simplistic thinking when you get right down to it. Why should Obama have such a big bump in the polls? He's a lousy president doing a lousy job. He's inexperienced. This didn't get blown. You can make the argument because the military did a good job at carrying out what they're trained to do. I mean, that's what it's all about. But to continue to harp on this guy for the reasons that are nonsensical seems to me to be beneath the dignity and the intelligence of the people in this country. It really is astounding to listen to how some people think about this stuff. It really is.
I hope it is true, because it gives a relief to all the people over there in New York because of what happened. But, I think he, ethics did for like a political thing to make him up.
Everything the guy does is political. There isn't one thing he does other than breathe the air that doesn't have some political. That's the way these guys are. They want their egos are so focused on control and power, and it doesn't matter whether it's Obama or whether it's Clinton or whether it's Bush.
Yeah.
I don't know that Bush the old man, was so much like that. And I'm not even sure Reagan was like that, or some of the earlier presidents, Eisenhower. But Nixon was all about the power. I don't even know that Kennedy was really, but LBJ sure as heck was. And that's part of the way you look at these people. They are in it. Look at Barack Obama's history. It's all about working in the public sector. Yeah, he did some good things and has worked in some organizations that helped a lot of people. But he still has a lack of experience when it comes to actually running something, a machine like the government. All right. Thanks, Chris. Here's Cece in Washington, D.C. She's kind of finish off our thinking on callers here in this hour.
I do not think that they should release the photos. I think it's totally inappropriate. They have more than enough evidence from DNA. We have had congressional senators. We have had elected officials review the data, review the information, review the DNA and everything else that they have to prove what they have done. We had a homegrown American terrorist, Tim McVeigh. He was put to death. Did any American, black, white, blue, or green, stand up and demand to see his death photos when he was put to death? No, they did not. They took the word of the government that this man was prosecuted. He was dealt with. He was put to death for his actions. So if they don't demand the death photos of an American homegrown terrorist, why in the world are you going to ask for death photos of someone else? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make us any better. It doesn't prove anything to anyone other than to satisfy their own personal morbid curiosity, and again, as so many other callers said, to make our president look bad.
One of the things that's coming up, these claims that waterboarding helped in the hunt for bin Laden, that's pretty interesting, don't you think? A lot of interesting things going on here on the